Coach's Insight continuing here on CARE 93.7 as we talk ACCHS basketball, and now joined by boys head coach, that is Troy Hoffman, as we get you caught up on what the Tigers have done recently. And how about Tuesday night, Coach? 32-31. It's a low-scoring affair, no doubt, against Moore Hill Mount Academy, but your team on the right side getting a win. And after considering what happened in the first meeting back in December, where Moore Hill won that game 54-36, you get the rematch on Tuesday, and you guys are able to come out with that win. How satisfying was that?
Oh, very satisfying, of course. It's, you know, you're behind the whole game, and we're ahead one time, and that's with 15.9 seconds left in the game. And I guess if there's a time to be ahead, that's a great time to be ahead. So, I guess it just validates the kids' willingness in the beginning of the season to this point right now to make changes in their work ethic, changes in the way they handle themselves in the classroom, changes in the way they handle themselves in the community, and changes about the work ethic and practice. So I just couldn't be more pleased with them.
What does it say about your team trailing that whole game, getting that lead with 15 seconds left, and being able to hold on to get that win?
Well, you know, a lot of coaches talk about determination and about, you know, just a great attitude and things like that. But to me, that's developed in practice, you know, the way you approach things. You know, championships and wins like that one are taken many, many months ago when you work hard in practice. And if you do that on a daily basis, you put yourself in a position to come out on top in games like that. And, I just couldn't be more thrilled with what they're doing and the growth I've seen, and not just the team as a whole, but some individuals as well. You know, we didn't have Kieran Corder the first time we played them, and he's come on and done some really good things from a leadership aspect. And, you know, a kid I don't talk about much, Colton Myers, you know, that kid, you know, that kid's run more sprints for me throughout the course of this year than probably anybody else on the team. Done more push-ups for me. But doggone it, you know, that kid's just come miles to be a player, and he's developing into a fine young man.
Give or take, we're now 75% through the regular season. Hard to believe, just 5 regular season games left. You guys have the luxury of getting Friday off, so you're back to it next Tuesday, which will be obviously a very tough test in the number 2 ranked team in the state in Valley Falls. But, you know, even despite the snow day and not having school on Wednesday, you know, how do you feel like the team's going to utilize this little bit of extra time, this break, and trying to get, you know, kind of mentally right and moving forward into next week?
Well, it is kind of nice to have this time off. It does give us some time to, you know, put a few things in. A lot of times coaches put some things in at the end of the year, and this is a great time to do that. We don't have a game on Friday, and we know who our opponent is on Tuesday. We've seen him twice already, and you know, and for parts of the game, we've played them pretty well. But boy, they just got a lot of good players, and they're very well coached. And the program there is really rocking and rolling. And at this stage of the season, we look forward to playing a quality opponent like that again. So I guess that's about it. So.
Yeah, and finally, third go-around with Valley Falls on a Tuesday, as we mentioned, number 2 ranked team in the state, still undefeated. You know, you played them early in the year, and then most recently a couple weeks back in the midseason tournament. Do you look at both films? Do you break down one more than the other? When you've played a team already twice and you're getting ready for that third go-around, just you as a coach, I guess, how do you kind of handle that preparation for go-around number 3?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I look more at us when we are watching films on Valley Falls. You know, some things we did fundamentally out there that we could have maybe done better. You know, because the bottom line is you lose games because you miss shots or you don't execute. And, you know, so, and a lot of times that just falls on, you know, individual skills. And so, you know, it gives me a chance to go back and look at maybe some of the things we did individually and maybe some of the decisions I made as a coach at certain parts of the game and maybe rectify those situations so we can be a little more competitive when we play them next time.
That is Troy Hoffman, ACCHS boys basketball coach, coming off a win Tuesday against Moore Hill, 32-31, a game you heard right here on at CARE 93.7. Have the luxury of getting Friday off, and they're back to it Tuesday with a third go-around with the number 2 ranked team in 2A in Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we will talk to you again next week.
That sounds good.